This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme. The internship portal, launched by the government on a pilot basis on the 3rd of this month, will be opened for the registration by applicants today. The portal was open for companies to post the opportunities. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-2025. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years over a period of 5 years. An intern will receive a monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. As per the sources, opportunities are available across 737 districts spread over 36 states and union territories. The opportunities are spread across 24 sectors including oil, gas, energy, travel and hospitality, automotive and banking and financial services. Candidates can apply for an internship through the portal from today to the 25th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will today inaugurate 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. During the ceremony, which is being organised by the Border Roads Organisation in Sikkim, the Defence Minister will inaugurate 22 roads, 51 bridges and two other miscellaneous projects. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories of the country, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah has staked claim to form a new government in Jammu and Kashmir. He met the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar yesterday. Our correspondent reported that Mr. Abdullah presented letters of support from the coalition partners, including Congress, to the Lieutenant Governor. At least 16 people were injured after a passenger train rammed into a stationary goods train at Kavarapettai in Tamil Nadu last night. No casualties have been reported. Following the collision, at least 12 to 13 coaches were derailed. The injured passengers have been moved to nearby hospitals. The incident took place at Kavarapettai near Gumiripundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway when Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Puneri and the train entered the loop line, colliding with a goods train that was standing there. 30 personnel from the National Disaster Response Force are engaged in the relief and rescue operation. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In her message, the President said that the festival of Vijayadashmi marks the victory of justice over injustice. She added that many inspiring stories of dignity, commitment to duty, purity of conduct, humility and courageous struggle for justice are associated with this festival. President Murmu also hoped that this festival of faith and zeal will bring success, prosperity and happiness for all. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Maharashtra, Gujarat and South Interior Karnataka in the next 4 days. According to the IMD, light to moderate rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, Karnataka, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Telangana during this week. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With a 2-0 lead in the three-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The Board of Control for Cricket of India has announced a 15-member squad for the three-match test series against New Zealand beginning on Wednesday in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.